The Gemara in Beis and Daf Yud Zayin discusses a fundamental difference between the Kedusha of Shabbos as opposed to the Kedusha of Yantiv. The Nusach HaBrachim, when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to Davening, on Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, on Yantiv, Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim. And the Gemara explains very, very simply, when it comes to Yantiv, Knesset Yisrael are Mekadesh the Yantiv. HaChodesh HaZalachem. And therefore the Nusach HaBrachim, Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim. When it comes to the Kedusha of Shabbos, that is quite different. Mekadsha v'kaima. That is fixed, that is set. Shabbos does not require in any shape or form a Kiddush Bezdin. The Gemara discusses a fascinating machlokas, Beisila Beishamai. What really is the Nusach HaBrach and how many brachos when it comes to a Yantiv Shechal b'Shabbos? Do we argue that each one is dependent? That's the sheet of Beishamai. That Shmonesrei will have eight brachos. A separate bracha for Shabbos, a separate bracha for Yantiv, or of course, as we assume, that certainly is not true, a single bracha that reflects the Kedushas Hayom of a Yantiv Shechalios b'Shabbos. But Shabbos Yantiv no doubt represents stunning contrast of models between that which Knesset Yisrael is Mekadesh as opposed to the Kedusha which is considered to be Mekadsha v'Kaima. There is a stunning Chiddush of Ramban. The Ramban is found in Yisron Shmos Perachov when it comes to the Pasuk of Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. We're obligated to make Kiddush on Shabbos. When a person makes Kiddush on Shabbos, exactly what is it that he is doing? When you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos Perachov Tes, the Rambam writes very simply, Zochreyu Zechira Shevach. When a person makes Kiddush on Shabbos, you are extolling, you're praising, you're being Mishabeach the day of Shabbos. That's clear. The Ramban writes the stunning, stunning comment. When you make Kiddush, you're Mekadesh the Yom. You're Mekadesh the Yom. That's Zochres Yom HaShabbos, the Kadsha. And the Ramban there, in Perachav Pasuches, compares it to Yovel. Just as when it comes to Yovel, Vikidashtem, that Bezin is Mekadesh the Yovel here, when Bnei Yisrael make Kiddush on Shabbos, they're Mekadesh the Yom. And the obvious question is, what exactly does that Ramban mean? You're Mekadesh the Yom. When it comes to Shabbos, Mefurish and Gemara, Beis Adaf Yud Zayin, the Kiddush of Shabbos is fixed, it's something which is set, that does not require Kiddush Bezdin. So how is it possible that at once, the Kiddusha is Mekadesh v'Kaima, but yet, Zachar Semesh L'Kadesh means that a person is Mekadesh the Yom. Perhaps the answer is as follows. Is it necessarily a contradiction? Can a person argue that, you know what, there's a third model. Sometimes Kedusha literally is Mekadesh v'Kaima, and sometimes Kedusha is Mekadesh Yisro v'Hazmanim, but sometimes isn't it possible to have a fused sense of Kedusha? Maybe it's true that step A is, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to with that, but step B is that Knesset Yisrael also is indeed the Mekadesh. Where indeed would you see that this is true? There is a Sugi Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin where the Gemara says the following. Imagine that money is owed, there's a halva, and all of a sudden now the Shemitah year comes to an end. That, you know what, that Shvius is Mishametes. The Chov is cancelled. All of a sudden the Lova comes to pay back the Malva. That's Mefurish and Gemara Lamed Zayin obeys. You know what? The Pasuk says, V'zed Devar HaShemitah. V'zed Devar HaShemitah. Devar, often in Chazal, is Miloshen Dibur. Dibur. You know what that means? Dibur is necessary. What type of Dibur is necessary? The Malve should state, Mishamet Anibach. I hereby cancel the Chol. I hereby cancel the Chol. And therefore, there is a mitzvah incumbent upon the Malve, Bezed Dvar Hashmita, to say, Mishamet Anibach. You know what's not so simple? Why is it necessary for the Malve to say, Mishamet Anibach? If Shov Shvius cancels the Chov, it cancels the Chov, so we're done. There is no debt. Money is not owed. Why is it that the Malva has to state Mishamet Anibach? This is a kasha of the Mordechai. Mordechai, Gittin, Peredalet, Oshin Pei. The Mordechai writes that, look, if the reality is that cancel, why is anything more necessary? Anything more necessary at all? Wow. I'll tell you a stunning Chiddush. This is the Sefer Yireyim. There are different editions of the Yireyim, but Simen Reish Ayin Ches. The Yireyim writes the following Kiddush. It'll blow you away. You know what the Yireyim writes? Shvius does not cancel debts. Shvius does not cancel debts. Shemitah passes, the debt is not canceled. The debt is not you mean the Malve is allowed to go ahead and seize the assets of Lohve? You know what the Rim writes? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Of course he can't seize the assets of Lohve. Because the Torah says, V'zeh dara Shemitah, the Malve has to cancel the debt. And the Torah says, Lo Yigos, you're not allowed to pursue the Lohve. So if the Malve will go ahead and pursue, he violates the Isra of Lo Yigos, and he fails to fulfill the mitzvah of V'zeh dara Shemitah. It's not that the debt is canceled, but the Malve is obligated to V'zeh dara Shemitah, and the Malve is forbidden to pursue the Lohve. Let's assume, for example, the following, Mufurish in Yireim. Shemitah passes, and all of a sudden this Malva comes and he seizes my assets. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Bez Din. Mufurish in Yireim. Which Bez Din? I'm going to go to Choshen Mishpah Bez Din. No. You know what the Yireim writes? Mufurish. This is not a Choshen Mishpah Shaila. This is not a Dinim Amano Shaila. After all, the money is owed. Shvius does not cancel debts. You know what Bez Din I'm going to go to? I'm going to go to the Bez Din of, Ksuvas Daf Pei, of Kfil HaMitzvos. There are certain Batei Dinim that can force a person to sit in Sukkah, force a person to put on tefillin. Imagine, you're coming late to Seder. Imagine not coming to Shir. You know, Kfil HaMitzvos. No, that's not Dinim Amanos. No, that's Yisr V'Heter. We're going to insist that you do. But you have to go to the right Bez Din. No, you don't go to the Choshen Mishpah Bez Din. No, you go to the Bez Din of Kfil HaMitzvos. That's what the Yireim writes. If this global will dare go ahead and seize the assets, Malva takes it a Lohve. It's not an issue of Gnev and Gzela, but it's failure to fulfill the mitzvah. Wow. And that's why he has to say Mishamet Anibach. Because in Choshen Mishpat, the Chov is Kayam, but in Hochos Yoredeya, there's an Isser. There's an Isser Negisa. That's the Yireim. Studying Kiddush. And the Mordechai disagrees. That Mordechai in Shin Pei. The Mordechai writes it really is not true. That Shvius cancels debts. Even in Choshen Mishpat, it cancels a debt. Well, if it cancels the debt, why does the Malva have to say, Mishamet Anibach? So you know what the Mordechai cites? Incredible. No? Nidarim, Yidbeizim, Yidbeizim, Gimel, Manalev. That's a very different sugya. That's a sugya of Bechor. A person has an animal, it gives birth for the first time. You know what's unusual about Bechor? It has a Kedusha Mirechen. Normally, Hekdesh requires a Hakadasha, no? You have an animal, it's a behema skulin. You want to offer it as a carb, you have to makdish the behema. What's unusual about Bechor is that it has a Kedusha Merechem. It's born a Bechor. So I do nothing? No. Takdish. Mitzvah lahakdisha. A mitzvah lahakdisha. That's something which is stunning. That even though the Bechor already has a Kedusha Merechem, but nonetheless, we also have an Achrayis. A mitzvah l'akdisha. The chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov, that very, very sugya, that a bechor, because a mitzvah l'akdisha was called a davar hanador. You know, hilchos nedarim, there are certain things that are asr because it's a davar ha'asr. There are certain things that are a davar hanador. If you do a hatfasa when it comes to neder, ad sheyidor b'davar hanador. You know what Rabbi Akiva's shita is? That Rabbi Yaakov's shita that a Bechor is called a Davar HaNadur because even though it has an inherent Kedusha, but mitzvah HaKdisha. So that's an incredible, incredible model. We learned the last year, for example, Beis Adav Pes, Beis Adav Lamed Vav. You're not allowed to be Makdish a Behema on Shabbos, for example. There's an Isser to be Makdish. Not at all Mufurish. Can you be Makdish a Bechor on Shabbos? Can Makdish a Bechor on Shabbos? Because maybe one could argue, Makdash HaBachor has a Kedusha Merechem. Yeah, but the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to be Makdash HaBahema. Maybe it means he can't be Makdash HaBahema Schulin and let it become Behema Sectors. Mufurish and Seif Yireim, Chelek Dalet, Mitzvah Yurches, that you're not allowed to be Makdash HaBachor even on Shabbos. Because Mitzvah LaHakdisha. That's a Chiddush. Mitzvah LaHakdisha. So that's like a stunning model. That means you can have something where the reality is it has a certain status. It has a status of a Kedusha Sabachar, but nonetheless, Mitzvah HaKdisha. So that's the stunning comment of the Mordechai. What was the Kasha? If Shvius cancels a debt, so why does the Malva have to do anything more? The debt is canceled. Why does he have to say, B'zeh Dvar HaShmita? You know what the answer of the Mordechai is? Mitzvah l'hakdisha. Just like the Gemara says that you can have a behemoth that has a kedusha mirechem, but mitzvah l'hakdisha, it's not a contradiction to assume that A, it has inherent kedusha, but B, mitzvah l'hakdisha. That's true when it comes to kedushas habachar. According to the Mordechai, that's the model of shmitas ksofim, that the Torah cancels the chov, but the malv is obligated to state mishamet anibach. You know what I will tell you? That's the chiddush of the Rambam. It's true when it comes to Shabbos. Lisman de polig, Shabbos is kviya v'kaima, beitz adaf yitzayin. But the pasuk says zachar shema Shabbos l'kadsho, and l'kadsho means you have to mekadesh the yom, meaning that there's a mitzvah l'hakdisha, a mitzvah l'hakdisha. What's true when it comes to Bechor? Oh, the Mordechai writes is true when it comes to Shemitah's Ksafim. The Ramban writes is true when it comes to Kedusha Shabbos itself. And that service is like a stunning model. That even though you can have something where there's an inherent, built-in Kedusha that does not require that I have to do anything more, but nonetheless, the Torah can tell me a mitzvah l'akdisha. So that's a stunning fusion. Sometimes you can have a kedusha which is a davar asa, sometimes you can have a davar anadar, and sometimes you can have this overlap, a shiluv, a confluence of mitzvah l'hakdisha. And this, by way of introduction, I would ask you that what would you say about kedushas aretz and our relationship to Eretz Yisrael? Is that something that is fixed and set mekadsha v'kaima, or is that something which is a mitzvah l'hakdisha? Or maybe one could suggest, you know, based on these models, that there are different elements. Part of the Kedusha Sa'aretz and part of our relationship to Eretz Yisrael, clearly, it is inherent, independent of anything that we do. But yet, we're called upon to respond, to act. And it's not a contradiction to assume something could be Kviya V'kaima and at the same time, indeed, a mitzvah l'hakdisha. Avraham Avinu was told in Parshas Lech Lecha L'Zarecha Nasati Es Ha'aretz Hazaz. What exactly does that mean? Those words, L'Zarecha Nasati, those are so impactful, so impactful. The first term, L'Zarecha. Eretz Yisrael is given to the Zera Avram. Right? Maybe you've seen already. No, the Tosus, Yivamos Chapeis and Medveis. Tosus points out the following. There are two differences, Daraisa, between the term ben and the term zera. The term ben and zera. What exactly is the dion of Tosus? In Parshas Emor, when it comes to achilas truma, the pasuk says a bas kohen is allowed to eat. If she marries Yisrael, she cannot eat truma. What happens if, you know what, that her husband dies, for example? She can go ahead and eat truma once again as long as Zera Einla. That's what the pasuk says when it comes to Achilas Truma. And what about, our limud, when it comes to Yibum, here the Torah says, a brother dies, Uben Einla. Satosis is bothered, right? The Sugi Nivamas Chafeis, the Sugi Kedushin Daftalid. What exactly is the difference between Zera as opposed to Ben? Well, Satosis writes that the starting point is there are two differences, Daraisa. Number one is as follows. How long does this continue? Tosus writes, Zera is enduring. Zera is a seed. That's something that is perpetuated, one generation to another. And therefore, if the Torah uses the term Zera, in such a case, that does not only mean a single generation, a child, a grandchild, a great-grandchild, a great-great-grandchild, they can be referred to as Zera, not Ben. Ben is only a single generation. Wow. That Tosus is nafkamina daraisa. Ben means one generation, and Zera means many generations. It's obvious that if this Bas Kohen has a grandchild, she can no longer eat Truma, because the Pasuk says Zera Einla. It is not obvious if there's no Yibum, if the person doesn't have children, but has grandchildren. That requires a ribui. Uben Einla. Ayin Allah, because Tosus says the starting point is that Ben is one generation and Zera spans the generations. Wow. And then Tosus writes an afkamina in the opposite direction. What would you say about posel, Zera posel? Is one who is posel, a Ben Mamzer, Is he called a ben? Is he called Zera? So Tosus writes, that's a flip nafkamina. Ben is a single generation, whether it's kosher, whether it's posel. Zera is something which is enduring, but Zera means you perpetuate. That means that the yuchsin is pure. Zera only means kosher. It doesn't mean posel. So Tosus writes, that's the starting point in Chumash. When the Torah uses the word ben, it means a single generation. That's a miut. The ribui is afilu posel. And Zera is the opposite. It means only kosher, but it's something which is the dori doros. That's the yesod, no? That's the Tosus, Yivamos Chofeis, Amid Beis. And you have to take that Hagdara Tosus and look at other psukim as well. But Tosus writes, that's the critical, critical nafkamina. Wow. You know, where did this come from exactly? You know, there is a sugya, Sanhedrin Daf Nuntes. Who is obligated in Bris Milah? Bris Milah. After all, the Torah tells us the following. Bris Milah is given to Avram Avinu, Lizaracha Acharecha. Lizaracha Acharecha. Who exactly is referring to? Whose descendants are Chayiv in Bris Milah? Oh, so you know what the Gemara writes? Very specifically, only the Zera Avram. Only the Zera Avram. Who is the Zera Avram? Who is the Zera Avram? That's Mefurish in the Gemara. Zera is something which is enduring, but it's only Zera Kosher and not Zera Pasul. Oh, so the Gemara says the following, that you know what? Who is the Zera Avram? Kivi Yitzchaki Karlachozara. Kivi Yitzchaki Karlachozara. Yitzchak is the Zera Avram. So Yitzchak and his descendants were Chayiv in Bris Milah. The Gemara says, not true when it comes to Yishmael. Not true when it comes to Yishmael. The descendants of Yishmael were not Chayiv in Bris Milah. It's true. Yishmael received a Bris Milah. Does that continue? No, because the Torah uses the term of Zera. Zera, which is something which is enduring, only means Zera Kosher, not Zera Pasul. Kivi Yitzchak, Yikar Lachazara. Wow. The Gemara raises the next question. And the chain continues. And you know what? Yitzchak had two sons, Yaakov and Esau. Who is the Zera Avram? Who is the Zera Avram? Oh, so just like when it comes to Avram Avinu, one son yes, one son no, when it comes to Yitzchak, one son yes, one said no. How do you know that's true? When it comes to Yitzchak, it's Mefurish. Ki bi Yitzchak yikala chazara. How do you know it continues that Yaakov is in and Esau is out? The Gemara is a drasha. Bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. What was true regarding Avram Avinu and his sons was true of Yitzchak and his sons as well. There is a marked difference, no? Because how do you know that it's Yitzchak and not Yishmael? It's Mefurish, no? Kivi Yitzchak. How do you know that it's Yaakov and it's not Esav? Amiut. Be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. You know, I could push the point and say the following. Be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Just tell me one yes, one no, one yes, one no. But how do you know that Yaakov is in and Esav is out? How do you know indeed that that's true? Indeed that's true. Oh, Brisker Rav writes the following. Take a look at the Rambam. Perek Yud in Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam writes, who's Chayiv in Bris Milah? The Rambam writes, the Zera Avram. Who is that? The descendants of Yitzchak, not Yishmael. The descendants of Yaakov and not Esav. How do you know Yaakov and not Esav? You know what I would answer? A Gemara. No? Sanhedrin on test. Be Yitzchak or Kol Yitzchak. The Rambam does not write that. You know what the Rambam writes? Who received the bracha of the Zera Avram? Who received that bracha? Who received the Berachas Avram? Who received that bracha from Yitzchak? Yitzchak gave that bracha to Yaakov, not to Esav. That the Rambam writes is the Rayi Muchachas, that Yaakov is the Zera Avram. Why didn't the Rambam just quote the Gemara of Yitzchak or call Yitzchak? Priskarav writes very simply because that doesn't tell you who's in and who's out. It just tells you one yes, one no. How do you know that Yaakov is and Esav is not? You know what the answer is? That was v'yitenochas birchas Avram. And the Torah tells you that is the bracha of Zera Avram. That is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Megorecha. Lezaracha nasati. Es Eretz Azos. That's something which is stunning. There's an amazing Rambam elsewhere. A Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph. Where the Gemara says something, it sounds very technical, but the Rambam writes, this is an incredible yesod. A person makes a neder, she'eni nehenet lezera Avram. A person made such an unusual neder. I will not benefit from a zera Avram. So it's a mishnah mufareshes, lamed aleph, lamed aleph. That means he can't benefit from Jews, but he's allowed to benefit from non-Jews. Non-Jews are not called zera Avram. Jews are called zera Avram. Okay, the Rambam writes the following. How do you know that? How do you know that? You know, the Rambam could have studied this whole shir. The Rambam could have studied the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daphne and Tess. The Rambam writes another raya, which is something incredible, incredible. The Rambam writes the following. Avraham Avinu was told in the Bris Man Abasari, Ki ger yezacha baras lolohem, vavodu v'inos abram yoshan. Your zera is going to wander from place to place to place, and your zera is going to suffer for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. Wow. You know what the Rambam writes? Who experienced that? Who experienced that? The Muslim experienced that. Bnei Esav experienced that. That was uniquely the experience of Yitzchak Yaakov, Ki Ger Yizrach Baretz Olam, V'Avodah V'Ino Asar Bami Yoshana. The wandering, the suffering of Klal Yisrael, the Shibud Mitzrayim, the Rambam writes is the Rayim Uchachas, that we are the Zera of Ram. That we are the Zera of Ram. That's a pretty amazing, amazing Rambam. You know what I would tell you? You know, you look through certain parshas in Chumash, and you kind of wonder why the Torah spends so much time describing every settlement, every community, every enclave, every city of Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Esav. Like, why is that so important? Why is that so important? You know, if I were to ask you to list those cities, you probably would not get the answers right. Now it's kind of psukim we weed through very, very quickly. Now, then the Vayishlach, Chayisara, now like, why is that so significant? Why? You look at that in the Rambam, you know why that's so significant? Because every city that they established, every area that they conquered, every community, you know what? That's a Rayu Muchachas, that they are not the Zera of Ram. Because the Bris Mabasarim, Ki Ger Yezach HaBeretz Lolohem Vavadu Minos Bami Hashana. The Zera of Ram is going to wander from place to place to place. So the Torah creates an incredible contrast. Bnei Yisrael wandered. They didn't settle. They wandered in the Midbar. And they experienced incredible, incredible persecution. And the Bnei Yishmael, Bnei Yisrael established one community after another. All of that is a Rayim Uchachas, that they are not the Zera of Ram. That's what the Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnah. It's something which is stunning. It's very medik in Haggadah Shel Pesach. After all, the Torah says, Vetino es Zara, Vetino es Yitzchak, Ve'etin Yitzchak es Yaakov Esav, Esav received her Seir, V'Yaakov one of Yardom Yitzrayim. No? You take a look at that kapitel in the Haggadah, it's incredibly meduyak. No? It's unbelievable. No? Avraham Avinu was promised that this is what's going to happen to your Zera. And you know what? Who's the Zera? Yitzchak. And then what happened? Oh, Esav settled with ease. No? And Yaakov, one of Yardom Yitzrayim. That's exactly the Rayim Muchachas. That Yaakov Inu. That is the Zera of Ram, Bnei Yaakov. That's us, the Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, if the Pasuk says, L'zaracha, Nasati es Aretz, one thing is clear. Eretz Yisrael is uniquely ours. Uniquely ours. The Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael have no right whatsoever. That's Bris Man HaBasarim. That is Zera. Just as they settled, and they did not wander, and they didn't experience the Shibud Mitzrayim. And just as they're not chayiv in a mitzvah bris mila, so therefore lezaracha nasati, lezaracha means zera kosher, a something which is enduring, Knesset Yisrael, but b zera kosher, not zera pasul, and therefore wholly unambiguous, Eretz Yisrael is uniquely ours, lezaracha. And then the pasuk says lezaracha nasati. Lezaracha nasati. What do you mean nasati? Nasati? Nasati is Lashon Avar in the past. Oh, that's the Rishami and Chala, Beis Aleph. Lezaracha etain ein ksiv kan. The Pasuk doesn't say, Hashem says, I will give, but I have given. Lezaracha nasati. You ready? Kvar nasati. Kvar nasati. Eretz Yisrael is already yours. It's already yours. Well, Avraham Avinu was told. Lezaracha nasati. Kvar nasati. You know what that means? That Eretz Yisrael has a Kedusha, and we have a relationship to Eretz Yisrael by virtue of the Bris Ben Abasarim, simply Lezaracha nasati. Irrespective of anything that Knesset Yisrael does, Kvar nasati. Kvar nasati. How would you express this in different terms? You know what it'll tell you? Ooh. Babasar Kuf Yutes, Eretz Yisrael Mochzekesi. Eretz Yisrael Mochzekesi. The fact that Eretz Yisrael ours has a din of muhsak. This was not a promise that Hashem said, there will come a time that I will give you Eretz Yisrael. Kvar nasati. Why babasa kuf yates? The Gemara says the following, stunning. Beno Slavcha came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they questioned, what exactly is our chelak of Nachla? And Moshe Rabbeinu was uncertain. Moshe Rabbeinu consulted, the answer was yes. What was the kasha, what was the teretz? So the Gemara is mafurish. The kasha was not, are they entitled to Nachla? Of course they're entitled to Nachla. Who would receive the Nachla of Slavchad if not for them? Of course they're entitled. You know what the question was? The question was the following. Slavchad was a Bechor. And Slavchad received Nichsei Chefer, his father. A Bechor gets Pishnayim. But of what does a Bechor get Pishnayim? You know what the Pasuk says? Kol Asher Yimatzeinu. Only something which is Muchsa, not Rayim. Only something which is Muchsa. Let's assume, for example, a father has assets, the father is Nifter, the Bechor gets Pishnayim. Let's assume, for example, money is owed to the father. But the father is not a muhsak. There's an indebtedness, but the money was not collected. There's a chov. The Gemara says, if there's a chov, is that called royo or is that called muhsak? Money which is owed, that's royo. A bechor does not get pishnayim. The pasuk says, b'kol ha'shei matzei lo. Whatever is matzu b'yadcha, a bechor gets pishnayim of that which is a muhsak. Wow, and that Gemara discusses, wow, if I have a shibud that was not yet collected, is that called roy or is that called motza? That's fascinating. And maybe that depends on, whether shibud is araisa, shibud is rabbanon, maybe yes, maybe no. What is the arasugya, the nature of a shibud karka? A ritzvah, kedushin daf yud gimel. A shibud is a kinyan nachatzayim. Wow. It doesn't just simply mean something is owed, but it means it's knuya. So the Gemara says something incredible. That was the suffix of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not whether Bano Slavchad get. Of course. The question is there Pishnayim? Because after all, that Slavchad was a Bechor. Was Slavchad entitled to Pishnayim? You know what? We would have said, no, of course not. Rayu. What Eretz Yisrael was promised to us. That's Muchsak. Yeah, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu consulted. You know what Kadosh Baruch Hu said? Yes. Bano Slavchad received Pishnayim. How can that possibly be? Isn't that Rayu there? No, that's not Rayu. Lizara Chonasati. Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. And therefore, that means that our right to Eretz Yisrael was already true from the time of Bris Ben Abesarim, and we have a din of Muchzak. And therefore, Slavchad received Bekever Pishnayim, and that was given to Beno Slavchad. That's something which is stunning. Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. And there's another Gemara, but Azar Dafnun Gimel. The Gemara is frightening. The Gemara says the following. You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And you're going to see that there are Asherah, which is there. So Asherah and Tisra from Be'esh. You have to destroy it. You know what the Gemara asks? Such an incredible kasha. You invite someone to your house. He looks like a normal person. You invited him for a Shabbos Suda. And you know what? He starts acting crazy. He starts bowing down to all the furniture. No, he starts worshiping everything in your house. Everything's Nesar. And all of a sudden now it's Tone Sreifa. You know what I'm going to say? What do you mean? Ein Adam Osa Davar Sheino Shelo. If something is yours, though you can demarcate. This is Hekdesh, Rachman al-Islam. This is Avodah Zarah. This is Hefker. This belongs to, I understand. If something is not yours, you don't have a schus of bailus, so you can go ahead and, what do you mean? How does that work? A person just decides to go ahead and turn to my bookcase and say, that means now it's a chefter shel Avodah Zarah, and now it has to be destroyed. So incredible. The Gemara asks his akasha, what happened? The Muslim occupied Eretz Yisrael, and they used our things for Avodah Zarah. Is that so obvious? It has a shame of Avodah Zarah in its tone sreifa. What about Enanam Dosa Davar Sheino Shelo? That's a kash of the Gemara. Avodah Zarah Dafnan Gimel. That's a kash of the Gemara. Wow, that's something which is stunning. No? The Teretz of the Gemara also is frightening. You know what the Teretz of the Gemara is? Well, look, Bnei Yisrael, Rachman Litzlan, we're over at Avodah Zarah, the Chet HaEgel. Let's assume, for example, I invite someone to my house and I say, make yourself at home, use anything that I have for whatever purpose you want. There's an Atilas Rishus, and he uses it for Avodah Zarah. You know what? He had a right to use it for Avodah Zarah because I granted him that permission. The Gemara says, when Bnei Yisrael committed the aver of the Chet HaEgel, there was no longer any Hakpada. And therefore, they granted a license for the Umos HaOlam to use that which is ours for Avodah Zarah, and that's Rashi and Tishu HaBeis. That's the Kasha of the Gemara, and that's the Teretz of the Gemara. That's really unusual. That's really unusual. You know what the Baal HaMor writes in that Gemara? Something which is stunning. That what happened the time of Hanukkah? The Yevanim came and they used our Mizbeach inappropriately. And therefore, we had to have a new Hanukkah HaMizbeach. What do you mean? Enem Osu Dover Sheinu Shalom? The grand answer is Uvava Pritzim V'chilu. You know what the Baal HaMor writes? It wasn't the Yevanim, it was the Misyavnim. The Misyavnim. Pritzei Yisrael. We used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. That's why it was necessary to have a Chanukah HaMizbeach. Because otherwise, why not apply the principle? Enem Osu Dover Sheinu Shalom? So that's something which is stunning. Anything in Eretz Yisrael belonged to us already, muhzekesi, lezarach hanasati, and therefore, and in most of davar sheinu shalom. So that's the sugyan Baba Basar Kuf Yates, muhzekes, pishnayim, the sugyan of Azar and Daflam Gimel, that there was an atilas rishus. All of that is like stunning. It means that our right to Eretz Yisrael was true from the bris van of Asarma of Avraham Avinu Lazarach Hanasati, Eretz Yisrael Mochzekesi. Using my construct, my mashal, I would tell you, in that sense, the Kedusha Saretz and our relationship to Eretz Yisrael is Mekad Shevekaim. It's fixed, it's set, regardless of what we do. But I'm going to tell you, you know what? That's only half of the story. You know, the Tosefta, Menachos, and Perakvav, we enter Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, now we're chayiv in mitzvah satliyas baretz. We're chayiv, but there's a full kedusha. And now, no. You know what? Years. Why? Because v'arashtim etzores v'yashavtim ba. Yerusha v'yeshiva. You know what? You have to enter Eretz Yisrael. You have to conquer. You have to divide. Okay, of course. Eretz Yisrael is ours. We have to enter and we have to occupy Eretz Yisrael. Why should the mitzvah satliyas aris be dependent on Yerusha v'yeshiva? Why should that be? I understand. Now we're there, so you know you have to situate yourself. You have to acclimate. But the mitzvah satliyas aris should be dependent on. You know what? Apparently, you see from that Yerusha v'yeshiva is not just simply, well, now that you're there, you're chayiv in. But Yerusha v'yeshiva is an essential component of Kedushas Aretz. That's what Reb Chaim writes, the very beginning of Hilchos Trumas. That, you know what? You see from the mitzvah satliyas aretz that the full Kedushas Aretz is dependent on Yerusha v'yeshiva. And if you don't have Yerusha v'yeshiva, or when it comes to Yovel, you don't have Koyom Shveleha, or as the Rambam writes, when it comes to Shemitah as well, so in such an instance, the Rambam writes even about Yesheni, those dinim were only Drabanan. Because it's not simply sufficient that Mekad Shevekaima, that the presence of Knesset Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, is not just an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvahs, but it's part of the Kedushas Aretz. And without that, you don't have a full Kedushas Aretz when it comes to Trumas and Maisers. Maybe there is a Shem Eretz Yisrael, that certainly is true, but not the full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's Ramban. The Ramban and the Hashmatos, and Gittin Daf Beis, that the Shem Eretz Yisrael does not require Koyo Shveleh. But the Kedusha Sa'aretz, when it comes to Mitzvah Sa'aretz, and absolutely yes. Well, and you know what? That's what the Ramban writes. There are different boundaries of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Trumas and Isers, as opposed to Yishuv Aretz, as when it goes to other dinim, because it's not just one halacha. Eini Hashem Elokecha ba, regarding Eretz Yisrael, was not dependent on Israel. That depends on the holistic Shem Eretz Yisrael. But mitzvah satliyas baretz were dependent on. The Rambam writes, Berakva beis habechira. on Kibur Shezrin by Yesheni. But doesn't it indicate clearly that when I speak about the Kedushas Haaretz, there are two different components? On one hand, similar to Shabbos of Makad Sheva Kaima. On the other hand, Yerusha, the Yeshiva, Knesset Yisrael doing their share as being the Mekadshei Haaretz. And this, I will tell you, I think is an answer to Tosfos' kasha against the Shitas HaGaonim. One of the fascinating sugyas, so many Rishonim, very, very simple. You know, there's a parsha of Tanai, Mishpatei HaTanai. How do you make a Tanai? How do you purchase something conditionally al Tanai? How do you have a Kedushin al Tanai? How do you have a Get al Tanai? Mishpatei HaTanai. And if I were to ask you, what exactly is the source of the Dinei Tanai? The answer is clear. No? B'nei God, B'nei Reuven, Im Yavar Chalutzin. No? That's the classic model of Tanai. If yes, yes. If not, not. That's Mishpatei HaTanai. Mishpatei HaTanai. Tosus is bothered, Kedushin of Em Testament base. You know, you go through Sugyas and Shas. It's very hard to formulate exactly when do you need all the boilerplate, the rigor, the technical dinim of Tanai, and when do you not? Tosus even has three different hagdaras. The Gemara says a person goes and sells his house. Why is he selling his house? He plans to make aliyah. I died to the Mesa Glarad Yisrael. No. All of a sudden, his plans fall through. He claims it was a Mekaptos. The Gemara says a Mekaptos. Did you say so? Did you say so? Did you say so at the time of the Kinyan? The Gemara dismisses. No, Dvarim Shebelev Einan Dvarim. That's a Sugya. Kedush Memtes. Kedush Davnun. Dvarim Shebelev Einan Dvarim. Tos is a bother. What do you mean Dvarim Shebelev Einan Dvarim? And if he would have said so, that would have been enough. If you want to make a mechira al Tanai, you have to make a mechira al Tanai. And you need all the dinim of Tanai. It's not enough just to be megaladas to say, I'm intending to do so. You have to say, if, and if not, if and only if. With all the dinim of Mishpatei HaTanayim. So Tosfos is very bothered. Why is the chisaron just simply because Dvarim Shebelevin and Dvarim? Which seems to imply if you only would have said something, saying is not enough, you require Mishpatei HaTanayim. Wow. So sometimes a Tanai is necessary. Sometimes all you need is a Gili Das. Sometimes Tosfos writes a Chiddush, you don't even need a Gili Das. You don't even need a Gili Das. It's just assumed, it's self-evident. Tosfos writes, a Sugya Bava Basra. Imagine a couple has children and the children are Nifter. So they give away part of their estate. They don't have any Harshim. All of a sudden, they receive the Basura Tov. You know what? The child that they thought was Nifter is alive. You know what? Mefurish in Gemara Tosfos says. Oh, but they didn't say that at the time that they gave away their assets, no? They didn't make a Tanai Kafel. You know, I'm only giving the assets away because I don't have any children. If I had any children, I would never do so. And yet the Gemara says, that's compelling. That's compelling. If they would have known that their child was alive, Tosfos says, that's mamish a case of Dvarim Shebelev HaVidvarim. No? Oh, so Tosfos has three Hagdaras? That requires a whole separate Shir Klali. No? When do you assume Dvarim Shebelev Lo HaVidvarim? When do you assume Dvarim Shebelev HaVidvarim? When do you assume even Dvarim Shebepeh is not good enough because you need a Tanai Kafel? You need a Tanai Kafel. Tosfos says there are three dinim. Sometimes you need a Tanai Kafel, sometimes you need a Gili Das, sometimes you don't even need a Gili Das. Wow. It all depends on the koach umdina. Okay. Tosfos quotes the Shitas HaGaonim. Tosfos Kedushin Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Bottom Tosfos. Maybe I'll tell you the following difference. You only need a Tanai Kafel when it comes to areas of Isser V'Heter. Kedushin, Gerushin, that requires a Tanai Kafel. But not when it comes to Dinim Amunos. Not when it comes to Dinim Mamonos. So that's why, when you look in Shas, you have a Tanai Sheva Mamon, you don't often find a Tanai Kafel. It's Sukkis, and you don't have Dalet Minim. So I want you to be yotzei of my dominion, but I want to make sure I get it back. So you know what I'll do? This is yours. What's the lashon of Gemara? Almanasher tachsereihuli. As long as you give it back to me. That's not enough. You need a tanai kafo. You have to say, if and only if. Almanasher tachsereihuli. And if you don't give it back to me, and let's say you don't make a tanai kafo, you know what the halacha is? The maisis kam, the tanai is batal. That means the dominion are his. He doesn't have to give it back. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Mechzira yatsa, lo is there any yatsa." How can that be? Oh, they're going to say the following, because that's a question of Dinei Mamonos. Who owns the Dalet Minin? And Dinei Mamonos, you don't record, it's not kafel. The Gemara, when it comes to get Shchiv Minra, you need it, it's not kafel. Gittin Kedushin requires a Knai kafel. That's the sheet of the Gaonim. Isurim, Gittin Kedushin requires it's not kafel. That's good, but not Dinei Mamonos, not Dinei Mamonos. That's like a fascinating teretz. Hey, except Tosa says, can that be? Can that be? The whole source of Tanai Kafu is Bnei Gadam Eruvain, Yerusha Saretz. And you're going to argue that Yerusha does not require Tanai Kafu? Only Gittin Kedushin requires Tanai Kafu? That's Tosus discussion. That's Tosus discussion. Really? Really? You're going to derive from Bnei Gadam Eruvain that only Isurim require Tanai Kafu and not Dinei Mamonos, and the source is Nachla? How can that be? How can that be? You know what the Rashbam writes? Babasar Kuflam Azayin? The Rashbam writes that this shita, the Gonim, is not really a shita. It's not really a shita. It's a pshara. It's a pshara. If you need it tonight, Kafel, you always need it. And if you don't need it, you never need it. But what did the Gonim assume? Lahalacha. So when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, which relatively speaking is not so consequential, you know, who owns this chair? Who doesn't own this chair? Okay, you know what? We're going to paskin mikra din like the Chachamim that you don't require tonight, Kafel. When it comes to Gittin Kedushin, the stakes couldn't be higher. No? Eishasish, Nani, Chiyuv Misa, Mamzerus. The stakes are so high. We're going to insist to accommodate the Shita of Rabbi Meir that you need a Tanai Kafel. That's how the Rashbam explains the Gaonim. It's not an inherent difference in Mammon as opposed to Hisser. Halach Lamaisa. We're going to treat this Machlokas, Chalman, as, you know, something that one must be Chayish for. You have to be chayish the shitra bear, so be chayish the shitra bear in Yisurim, getting kedushin, but not when it comes to typical dini mamlos. But you know what? Take a look at the Rambam, the Ravid, per gimav ochusriya. The Rambam quotes the shita of the Gonim as a shita, not as a pshara, as a shita. In astosis akasha, a shita. You don't need a tanai kafel when it comes to cases of mamon, and the whole source of tanai kafel is mamon. How can that possibly be? You know what I would suggest? The answer is very, very simple. Very, very simple. Of course, the source of Mishnah is Yerusha V'Yeshiva, Yerusha V'Yeshiva. If we were speaking about Yerusha V'Yeshiva in America, you know what I would tell you? That's Dinei Mamonos. That's Dinei Mamonos. We're not speaking about Yerusha V'Yeshiva in America. We're speaking about Yerusha V'Yeshiva of V'Horashmas V'Yeshavtemba. That's just Dinei Mamonos. That's Dinei Mamonos. What do you mean? That's going to trigger the Mitzvah Satzlius Baretz. That is a Tanai, or Reb Chaim, of Kedushas Haaretz. You know what the Chiddush of the Gonim is? Of course the source of Mishpanim is Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. But why? Not because of the Mamon Sheba, but because of the Yisr Sheba. The Yisr Sheba. If it wouldn't be that Yerusha V'Yeshiva is integral for Kedushas Haaretz, then we would not have required Mishpatei HaTanai. But we are going to take the model of Eretz Yisrael and compare it to Gittin and Kedushin, as opposed to a straight case of Dinei Mamonos. But because Yerusha V'Yeshiva is not only impactful in terms of the Chaluk and Dinei Mamonos, that's true, property rights, of course, but much more than that. No, that is the share of Knesset Yisrael in being the Mekadshe Haaretz. And I'll tell you an amazing Shita Kovetzes, Bavas Rakuf Kafalev, the sheet of the Raivin. When you look in Chumash, there seems to be two different ways that Eretz Yisrael was divided. One was Lots, Al Yedei Goro. The other was Urim Vitumim. Why do you have to have a dual system? Urim Vitumim, and why do you have to draw Lots? Well, you know what the Ravid Shkiddush is as follows, that the Urim V'Tum was necessary for the Chaluk of Shevet and the Chaluk of Yechidim. Right, that was done. You know, you hear that Ravid, like chimes go off. Now that's, whoa. There are two dinim. there are two dinim when it comes to Yerushas Aretz. That there's one element of dinim amanos, which is my plot in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but it's part of the Mekadesh. So the Ravid writes, magnificent, know that as part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael, Ruach HaKodesh, Urim Vitumim, they're dinim that, you know what, oh, this part of the Mikdash is in Chalkol She Yehuda, and this part of the Mikdash is Chalkol She Binyamin. That's not the dinim amanos sheba. Eretz Yisrael, Yushalayim, lo nischalko l'shvatim. That's in terms of the Kedushas Haaretz. That was embodied by Urim V'Tumim. And then the Mamon Sheba, that's Bogoro Teichalai. That indeed is true. That's the Chiddush of the Ravid Shita. But that's something which a person has to think through. And that is that the Kedushas Haaretz is an incredible shiluv, a convergence, a confluence, an overlap of Mekad Sheva Kaima and Mekadesh Yisrael. And that's evident in the Zarach HaNasati, but also elevant in the Nihug, in the response of Knesset Yisrael. Not coincidental. To have Yovel, to have Shemitah, the Rambam, Mitzvot Seder Baretz, you need Kol Yoshvela. Without that, it's going to be impactful, not just simply in numbers, but impactful in terms of the Kedusha, the Gabi Mitzvot Seder Baretz. And it speaks volumes in terms of our attachment to. It's especially important to be cognizant, to be mindful of, that recognize that when we speak about Knesset Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and Bechoros, it means that Knesset Yisrael, the Rambam writes, is defined by Yoshve Haaretz. That's Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo. That's something that a person always has to be mindful of. You know, during this time, sometimes the discussions are more political than they are questions of ruchnias. And a person always has to make sure when we speak about Eretz Yisrael, we speak about Kedushas Haaretz, you know, these are hagdaros, not merely in dini mamonos. These are hagdaros in terms of areas of iser v'heter, of mitzvos. Because after all, that the achrayis that we have when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Haaretz, is not just to recognize the kadosh v'kaima, so to speak, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does. That obviously is true. But to realize there is a sense of Knesset Yisrael as the Mekadshim as well. And therefore, I will tell you, that's similar to models like a Kedushas HaBachar, or similar to the Ramban's idea of our relationship to Shabbos, or similar to the Mordechai's idea of Shemitah's Ksafim, that is true, that there is an automatic, inherent chalos, that certainly is true, but you know what, that is a significant step. But ultimately, a mitzvah, lagdisha, is something to be mindful of, something to be attuned to. It's something, especially when Knesset Yisrael is going through and experiencing all the events that I referred to yesterday, something unusual. You have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us very, very vividly. And thought has to be given that, you know, that what indeed is the appropriate response. To understand that we recognize that we're receiving Divrei Musar and Shamati, we understand what that means and how it is that we can further ourselves in terms of growth and Esek BaTorah and Shmiras HaMikdah and Iyun Tefillah. How it is that we can respond properly in order to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that, yes, that Kedush is a fusion. There is Mekad Sheva Kaima, but we recognize that we have a tremendous, tremendous achrayas when it comes to Torah in general, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, of mitzvah lahakdisha.